All right, everyone, we're back with part two. I wasn't gonna leave you hanging. I mean it. And we're gonna go back to the settings.
Your ragged pants burn Zoe's neck, making her shirt suffocating.
I'm hot. You're making me so hot.
Sliding your palms across her covered tits, you growl into her skin.
Brrr, this needs to go.
Clenching onto the soft fabric, your veins pop as the threads break.
Oh my god.
The ripped shirt falls off her body, flying to the floor.
Falling to the floor. It doesn't fly to the floor. How does that make you feel?
Glancing through her lashes, she bites her lip, letting you know just how much it turned her on.
Quiet again?
Instead of answering, she traces her hand down her body. Her fingers grazing the tip of your cock.
Let's raise the volume a little.
Pushing your length down, she aims the tip at her entrance.
Make me feel good. Please?
Her plea leaves no space for repetition.
God fucking...
A growl rumbles in your chest as you plunge your cock deep into her pussy, knocking the air out of her lungs. Clutching onto her jiggly boobs, you squish them between your fingers, bracing her as your cock proceeds spreading her apart, introducing her to new levels of ecstasy. Bursting pride, Zoe gasps as you pick up the speed.
My voice! Don't! I feel so dirty!
The head of your cock plays in the shallows of Megan's pussy as she rotates her hips, sucking your lip with dire need.
God. I love your kisses.
And I love your tits.
Do you?
Tracing over your hands, she takes off the annoying fabric, giving you the full view.
Holy fuck! Megan, you're making me lose my mind.
Then you're not gonna like what's next.
Uh-oh.
The soles of her feet push you towards her, forcing your length down her wetness.
Oh, fucking hell.
Your body shakes, the pleasure from her tightness sending you almost straight to heaven. Moving your hips slowly, you slowly get used to the new sensation.
What do you need?
I need you. Faster. Go faster.
She's gonna be the death of me, having her like this. It's making my knees weak.
Once you feel it's safe enough to quicken the pace, you do just that. Beads of sweat roll down your forehead, cluttering on your lashes.
Don't fucking care!
Leaning your frame over her, you press your palms against the cold wall. You can feel the vibrations from the music banging against it. However, your attention is solely on the huddled woman beneath you. Her back arches as the sheer force of pleasure pushes her down. The only thing holding her up, the handles on Amy's closet.
Oh, I think we lost it. Yeah. Your pussy's actually sucking me in, Zoe. You want my cock that much?
Not even able to get a sentence out, she just continues breathing out quiet whimpers.
I'm taking that as a yes.
Satisfied, you keep thrusting your hips, plunging your cock with sharp, slow jabs. Missing her voice, you barely hold back a frustrated growl.
You're being quiet again, Zoe. You know what happens when you do that, right?
She finally answers, her voice raspy.
My throat is dry.
Want me to stop?
No.
Laughing at the sudden volume of her voice, you grip her ass harder.
You really are.
With a slapper across her bottom, you get a lovely gasp in return.
With a slapper across her bottom, naughty as fuck.
Ramming her pussy, your fingers dig into her soft flesh, enjoying her whimpers mixing with the music downstairs.
All right. No, we did that already. Okay.
Wanting to feel her lips again, you bring her up, taking her by surprise.
What?
Grabbing her chin, you turn her to face you, pulling her into a deep kiss. Lust-crazed, you continue ravaging her moist depth, the old wardrobe's doors banging with each thrust. Despite the desperate bangs coming from the closet, a crash on the other side of the room catches your attention for a second.
Oh, God. Oh, you. Oh, you're.
You grip her hips harder as Megan grabs onto the poorly fixated shelves, almost knocking everything off.
Yes.
Man, that shelf is strong. Books would be falling on the floor by now. Got hit upside the head by Shakespeare's classics or something.
Slowing your body down, you gently peck her lips, pressing your sweaty foreheads together the next second. An exhausted smile decorates her lips before she speaks up.
I love you too.
A deep emotional bubble suddenly surrounds you, making each move sensual and absolutely love-filled.
That's it.
Those books, man, they're stout, let me tell you. She get hit in the head with a copy of Moby Dick. Whoops, thought I turned Discord off. I guess I didn't. Damn ghost is behind me. Oh well. So where are we at?
cradle your cheek gently. You look at her confused as your eyes lock.
Don't get me wrong. I love you. Still, you could fuck me a bit harder.
She leaves you speechless for a second.
You okay?
A hearty laugh rumbles in your chest, shaking her along with you.
You.
Smiling, you peck her once more.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Gripping her tightly, all hell breaks loose.
Uh-oh. Here come all the books off the shelf. Get knocked out by a copy of the Canterbury Tales. I think it's some old books up there.
At the sound of her voice, Megan glances toward Zoe. Her gaze lingering with curiosity.
Not the jealous type.
Her remark almost makes you laugh.
Why would I be jealous? I have you all to myself.
Another loud moan comes from the other side of the room, stealing Megan's attention yet again.
Want to get closer?
The look she gives you confirms your suspicions.
Hey! Huh?
Groping her ass tighter, you stride with her weight to the bed, dropping her onto the soft sheets.
Look at you.
I'd say the same, but that shirt is getting in the way.
Smiling down at her, you instantly get the shirt out of the way.
Better?
Better.
Catching on quick, you bring Zoe towards the mattress as well, dropping her next to her best friend.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Smiling breathlessly at Megan, Zoe inhales to get the words out.
Hey.
Thrusting your cock back into Zoe's wetness, you force another yelp out of her beautiful lips, wiping the smile off her face immediately. The walls barely contain the sheer tension your bodies make. Each enjoying the pleasure coursing through your mind. Something familiar flashes in Megan's eyes and you can't help but notice. And you also can't help but tease immediately.
Someone looks jealous.
Why are you still on that?
Pursing her lips, a blush decorates her cheeks.
Don't do that. Makes me want to kiss you.
The corner of her lips twitches, holding back a smirk. Leaning down, you lock eyes. Holding her in place as you whisper so only she hears.
I love all of you.
That means even your green side.
I love all of you. That means even your green side.
Determination burns in her eyes as she sets on proving you wrong.
Zoe? Huh?
Whoops.
She eyes her lips, inching closer.
Come here.
Their mouths almost violently crash together, preventing even air from coming in between.
How fucking hot can this get?
Seeing the two girls enjoying their desperately sloppy kiss motivates you to speed up.
It is rather hot, folks.
As the intensity of your thrusts increases, their kiss breaks, leaving both girls out of air. Slightly grazing their lips together, they fill each other's mouth with ragged pants. Megan glides a hand along her body, fingers going for her burning clit. Megan rubs herself, the intense pleasure making her whole body vibrate. Lust and love cloud your mind. Finally, your balls tingle, alarming you of the soon-to-come end.
I fucking hurt!
Holding back the shutter, you grip her body tighter. Your skin smacks together as your cock rams her pussy with delight.
Oh, God!
Alright, here's the money shot.
Sweat decorates your body. And nothing but exhausted desire in their eyes.
Man. I'm... Oh, I feel weird too. Something's coming.
Feeling the exact same way, Megan grips her hand.
Let's come together.
Their walls clench around your still thrusting length, pulling you down along with them. Gritting your teeth, you continue moving your hips, but the intense sensation of their depth squeezing you for dear life, it sways you astray. Like a tsunami, their orgasms crash in, overflowing with emotions and pure ecstasy. Overflowing with emotions and pure ecstasy.
Fuck me!
Flinching. You close your eyes and plunge deeper between their shaking legs, releasing every single drop of your semen. Your chest moves heavily as you fill them with your entire load. Once the thumping of your heart subsides in your ears, you finally hear the still-going party downstairs.
God!
Looking down at the well-done girls, you smirk.
We did a good job, huh? Hell yeah, we did.
In the heat of the moment, you reach across the exhausted bodies, giving yourself a high five. Yes, some people never learn. Feeling the soft
that's
silk
my
beneath
fault.
You, you glance at your body in confusion.
Fuck, why do I keep doing that?
You freeze as the sheets ruffle, words stuck in your throat.
What?
Dazed by the whirlpool of emotions, the girls slide across the bed. One on each side, cuddling into your embrace.
I love you.
Sleep takes over their eyes, drifting off to the aroma of your sex-filled sweat. Squeezing them deeper into your arms. Your eyes slowly close as well. The feeling of content you feel in this moment is enough for sweet dreams to take over.
Ugh, Jesus.
Feeling your brain breaking apart, you barely open your eyes. Suddenly, you go
and the
silent.
The damn lawnmower doesn't help anything.
Something
why can't I hear that?
You and you almost scream.
The fuck?
You're too loud.
Megan nuzzles her head over your arm, going back to sleep.
Oh, wow. Megan?
A giggle tingles your ear, making
you flinch.
That means
it's Saturday.
not so rough.
Air gets stuck in your lungs as you look at Zoe in bewilderment.
Is it Zoe?
Taking in the entire scene, you anxiously whisper into your chin.
What's going on?
Glancing at the girls next to you, you slowly sit up, sneaking your arms out of their grasp. Sharply sucking in the air between your teeth, you stay still, waiting for her to return to slumber. Once her back turns towards you, a quiet exhale leaves your lips.
That was close. Really don't want them waking up right now. Have to figure out what the fuck is happening.
The pressure on your side snaps you back to reality. Lightly grasping Zoe's wrist, you gently place her hand away. Grabbing the chance, you slide yourself out of bed. The two naked girls still sleeping peacefully.
What time? Actually, no! What day is it?
Before you can start panicking, the bodies moving on the bed make you freeze. Only when they stop do you let out the air your lungs have been holding. In the midst of your anxiety, a thought comes to mind.
Wait, are they okay? Although if I stay and they wake up, how
do
I explain myself?
Their worry outweighs the panic, putting you in a difficult spot.
What should I do? Hold on.
Nervously, you inch back closer to the bed.
Just have to be careful not to wake them up.
First, you go towards Zoe. However, as the sheets beneath her start shuffling, you freeze up.
Shit!
A few seconds pass before the movement stops.
Don't think Zoe's a safe option.
Glancing towards Megan, you cautiously approach the other side of the bed.
She's a heavy sleeper, so I don't have to worry.
Suddenly.
Oh.
Clamping your mouth with the free hand, you stay frozen in place. She snuggles your hand closer to her body, pushing it tight against her perky chest.
That's nice.
I have to agree on that one.
Shaking your head, you get rid of your dirty thoughts.
Not the time, Grim.
Wiggling your hand, you try your hardest to take it back without waking up Megan.
Jesus, how are they so perfectly soft?
Seeing a window of opportunity, you pull your hand back, clutching it to your chest as Megan starts moving.
No.
She turns to her side, sleep taking over her body once again.
That was close. Better not push my luck any further than this.
Tiptoeing over to your clothes, you frantically start collecting them as quietly as possible. A few minutes later, cautiously closing the door to Amy's room, you take a final glance at the girls inside.
Phew!
Taking a closer look at the trashed hallway, anxiety starts coursing through your body.
What's happening?
You step over empty cups, giving your all to remain silent while crossing over the mess. Managing to pass by all the obstacles, you head down the stairs.
What in the world?
Taking in the scene before you, your jaw almost drops to the floor.
Is this really happening? Did the day really not repeat?
Suddenly, you hear footsteps descending the stairs.
Oh, my head.
She's still in heels?
Seeing the familiar streaks of blonde hair, your heart jumps to your throat.
Phew.
These are the last decisions, man, because it's Saturday, and this game only is Friday.
Gulping down the anxiety, you shake off the nervousness enough to speak up.
Hey, Amy.
Her eyes lock with yours, freezing you in place once again.
Thought I saw you come down. Wasn't sure if my hangover was playing tricks on me.
She makes her way towards you, pushing her bed hair off her face.
So, sorry. Why am I being so awkward right now?
Taking a deep breath, you pray she doesn't ask questions about last night.
It's fine. I'm a bit dazed myself after last
so
night.
So you don't remember anything?
A look of disappointment crosses her face, and you instantly regret your words.
No, no! I didn't mean it like that.
I don't believe you.
Analyzing her face, you sigh as she stays expressionless.
Why you gotta be like that?
Like what?
The tone of her voice turns sad, going quiet.
Last night, with you, was amazing. It was the craziest, most fun Friday I had in a while.
At the sound of you mentioning her, a red tint crosses her cheeks.
So, you do remember?
Zoe's voice booms along the staircase.
Okay, so hold on. I'm gonna do something else to these. Give me a few seconds.
Her eyes burning with jealousy.
Oh, shit!
Seeing you and Amy so close together provokes Zoe beyond words.
Hey, Zoe. Hope you had fun last night.
Although Amy tries to brighten the mood, Zoe's set on getting answers.
Hey! What is this?
Your mouth pops open, but no words come out. Realizing there's more to the situation, Amy can't help but question it.
Can someone explain to me what's going on?
The stress coursing through your body consumes you, resulting in you doing the one thing you know how to do best. Run.
Hey!
The girls' voices echo behind you. However, you do not stop. Not until you can feel the refreshing breeze of Saturday's morning. Having the destination in mind, you continue running until you're safely inside your house. The silence stretching across the first floor of your house brings you peace.
Home.
Peeking behind the corner, you exhale relief once again, finding no one there.
Thank God.
Walking into the living room, you head to the couch, letting your body fall on the soft material.
What am I gonna do? The one day I do the dumbest shit possible, now I gotta pay the consequences again?
Who would have thought?
What was that?
Cautiously looking around, you try to find the source of the strange sound.
I swear I heard something.
A few seconds pass as you try pinpointing the source of this sound, but with no success.
That was weird. Still, can't say it's the weirdest thing I experienced so far.
These thought brings new questions to mind.
Wait, if everything went back to normal, do I still have my powers?
Wishing to find the answer to your question, you look towards your hands.
Don't want to talk to anyone so I can figure the till I figure this out so I can test my time freezing powers. What about this then?
Pain spreads through your head, making you squeeze your eyes shut.
God damn it!
Lashes slowly opening, your eyes go wide a second later.
It still works? Hey, don't look at me. I'm just as confused as you are.
Observing your body, you look for something that might stand out, but can't find anything unusual.
What are we gonna do? We fucked up hard yesterday. I know, I'm freaking out, dude. Like, how come we still have our powers even though the day continued? Did we manage to push it forward somehow? Maybe our powers grew stronger.
Your eyes go back to your hands once again, curiosity taking over.
What if we...
Thoughts, you clasp your hands at the same time, Kale Sum.
Ah!
Pain spreads throughout your entire body. The feeling of your bones breaking one after the other makes you scream out. Once you fully open your eyes, the sight before you leaves you speechless.
Wow! What in the world?
Looking between the figures in front of you, no words are spoken.
Did we just... This is so fucking weird.
Suddenly...
Yo, what's going on?
Taking deep breaths, sweat drips down your forehead. The air being too heavy on your lungs.
What was that? Did we mess something up?
While you're thinking things couldn't get worse, footsteps echo the staircase.
Oh, shit!
Holding back your breath, panic hits you once three familiar figures come to view. Elizabeth, Jessica, and Chloe make their way towards you, eyes glazing with raw need, their naked bodies swaying gracefully.
What?
The doors to the house bang open. Confusion drips off your face as you watch all the women in your life suddenly appear before you.
I gotta know what's going on. I should ask. My favorite. Chloe's here too? In that case, she must know what's happening.
Opening your mouth to voice your confusion. You're stopped by pure shock as she throws herself at you.
What? Chloe?
Shut up and kiss me.
Smashing her lips against yours, she leaves you utterly confused.
If there's a Chloe path, I'm probably taking her. You can pick whoever you want when you play the game.
Suddenly, she clenches her grip, holding you tightly pressed against her.
Why is she acting like this?
I don't know why the fuck I'm feeling like this, okay? I just know one thing. I feel so fucking hot.
Running her hands down your torso.
Okay, guys, so this seems to be a thing where you can pick whatever girl you want and have a sex scene with her at the end of the game.
She rubs the already forming bulge.
And I pick
easily
Chloe.
Making you groan out from pleasure.
Wait! Chloe! This isn't... Fuck, how skilled is this woman? I can barely talk. This isn't right.
Then why does it feel so good?
That being said, she glides her hand between her folds, collecting the overflowing juices.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Before you can react, you are pushed to your knees, Chloe's eyes radiating hunger.
What are you...
Touch me. Don't you see what you did to me? How can you just leave me like this? I thought you were a nice guy.
Ooh, never claimed to be that.
Gazing at her smooth pussy, you remain simply speechless.
Come on already. It's burning, darling. I need...
Oh. To Chloe's surprise, your breath suddenly fans her wet, burning lips.
Since this is that last sex scene, we're gonna go auto on this. I don't know what's happening, but... I can ask the questions later. Right now, I don't think she's in her right mind to answer.
Gently, you caress her thighs. Shivers run down her spine as your touch travels up. Gently spreading her lips, you are surprised at her overflowing juices.
Wow. Is she that turned on?
Oh. Dylan.
Taking that as a yes.
Tracing your lips over her clit, her legs tremble.
Shit.
Her fingers slide through your hair, holding you in place. Swaying her hips, she presses her pussy onto your face. Lewdness escaping her lips as you suck onto her throbbing spot.
Fuck. Don't. Just keep going. Shit. Hell. Fuck yeah.
Never talked this dirty before.
Fuck. God, yes.
Damn, I'm good at this.
Her lustful fragrance fills your nostrils, completely consuming all your senses.
Now you get to pick the other girls. Okay. Ooh, we gotta go through all of them? Man. Alright. Give me a minute, guys. I'll be right back. And then we'll go ahead and do yet another part of this game.